Well, hello everybody, it's Pablo here from Twitter, and it's a big day today. It's Scottish Independence Referendum Day, where us folk in Scotland get to vote whether we want to stay part of the UK or not, as the case might be. I personally am voting no. No, I'm not. I'm voting yes. That was so decisive, you see. No, I'm voting yes. I was voting no, but I changed my mind because as a lifelong supporter of the Labour Party, they really got to me with all their negativity. Oh, we'll lose our jobs, you'll lose your house, you'll lose everything, you'll lose this. And it was so based on negativity. I hated it. I hated it. And it was against all my principles. But here I am, I'm voting yes. And another reason why people in Scotland want to vote yes is they can't stand the Conservative Party. The Conservative Party have one seat in the whole of Scotland, yet they lord it over us with all their bedroom tax and all sort of nonsense policies, and policies that just keep people down, keep the working classes down. And David Cameron, their leader, is a total and utter arsehole of a man. A stuck-up old Etonian snob who not so long ago was even sneering at the possibility of independence in Scotland. So, Mr. Cameron, I think you might be having a wake-up call today, as you could be the Prime Minister responsible for Scotland leaving the United Kingdom. He's the worst Prime Minister, certainly of my lifetime, and probably of God knows how long the last centuries. Terrible. Terrible. So we'd be free of the Westminster politics. And I think that's a great thing. It's an opportunity for us up here. I haven't always been a great fan of Alex Salmond, I'll admit that. He could be a bit priggish, but he has a vision at least. Whereas the Labour folk are just moaning and groaning and all about how it's going to go belly up and how the economy's going down the drain. It's gloom, doom and gloom. At least with that Scottish independence, there's some vision. There's vision there, and that's what we should go for. But anyway, it's been a while since I've done the old podcast, but I thought it would merit it today. And I'll probably do another one tomorrow to decide or comment on what actually happened and what the outcome was. So, vote yes if you are in Scotland, please do. But whatever happens, the people will speak. And that is such a good thing.